What's up and welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. We have both of the smoke machines back, everybody. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes, and I am very excited today to be joined by IGN's very own Simon Cardi, all the way from the UK.
I am here. I came here just for this, you know.
And I love that because something very special is happening right now, everybody. This is Simon's first live show he's ever done.
Yeah.
He's done a million podcasts, a million interviews, but this is the like 1 minute before we went live. He's like, I've never been live before.
No, I don't Twitch stream. I don't trust myself. You know, I don't want to see
you are.
I don't want people to see me play games because then they're like, this guy writes about games. He can't play them.
Yeah,
I can't play them.
That's my life.
Because you know, the main reason I'm here, I want to cash in something that I found 7 years ago. That I caught in a crowd in San Francisco 7 years ago.
Oh my God.
This is
a Tim Geddes dollar from Kinda Funny Live 2.
I'm finally cashing it in. I was keeping that.
I love that so much.
There we go.
I feel like I did not know that you were there. That is incredible.
Well, you do now.
This is also incredible. I forgot about this. We're stupid as hell.
I did also have one of Cisco's thongs, but I can't find it.
I must have
used it.
Yes, of course. Oh my God. Well, that is absolutely incredible. Welcome back to San Francisco. How's the week been treating you, man?
It's been good. I've been hanging out. I met Andy and Mike in person for the first time. Mm. We sipped on some hibiscus. It's now Andy's favorite drink, I think.
Hibiscus
and ginger.
Oh, okay.
I've never had it before, but basically we were at a bar, we saw a nice pink drink, and Mike went, I want one of those.
So, wait, hibiscus as in, like, the tea?
I don't even really...
Was there alcohol
involved?
Like
a plant. I'm not the person to ask you.
Gotcha.
I ordered it. I don't know what
it is. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, hibiscus is high on my tier list for LaCroix flavors, it's just like a... I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know what half the LaCroix flavors
are. Did I enjoy it? I don't know.
It's a thing you had.
Exactly. I've had it.
See, this is the problem. We put him live and he can't make up his fucking mind. Does he like the hibiscus? Does he not like the hibiscus?
Andy didn't really drink it, so me and Mike shared one. We went two straws, a kind of lady and tramped it. It was beautiful.
In 2023.
What did I also do? I saw Blessing that night as well, and we talked about the cornfields of Illinois. And then he left me.
Yeah.
So that would happen. If you talk about corn... people will not want to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we go.
I get it. But if you talk about video games,
they
do. Because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily, where each and every weekday... There was a noise.
I think that might have been some hibiscus.
It's coming in and it's going to get us, everybody. Oh, that's what it is. It was y'all sucking down the hibiscus.
I've definitely had a few whiskeys at that point, haven't I?
There's Andy. Oh my God, what a freaking time to be alive. Of course, you can watch this every day live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames or youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. You could also get it as a podcast by searching your favorite podcast service for Kinda Funny Games Daily, and we'll be right there for you. But if you wanted to get the show ad-free, if you wanted to support the show, if you want to get a bevy of bonus content, you got to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like our Patreon producers, Tripod Plus Plus and Delaney Twining have done. We appreciate all of you so very, very much. But if you don't have a buck to toss our way, that's totally cool. You can use our Epic Game Store code, Kinda Funny, anytime you're over there, and it helps us out at no extra cost to you. A little housekeeping for you. A new X-Cast is up right now featuring Chris from ID at Xbox. You can check that out in all the usual places, YouTube and podcast services. Super, super cool stuff, Barrett. Isn't that right?
It was a really fun episode for sure. A lot of cool things that they talked about with indie games with Xbox and just their whole headspace after the last 10 years and moving forward and continuing to add programs for the indie space in the Xbox ecosystem. And Chris and Gary actually used to work together like a long time ago, a lifetime ago. And so they had a lot of fun memories to talk about there. So if you want to hear some old memories from them, I think back at PC Magazine is where Gary used to work.
That sounds right.
It's a fun time for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Gary, one of your very own.
I've never met Gary, but he's also a Tottenham Hotspur fan. I'm a season ticket holder, so I feel like we'd have at least one thing to talk about.
Yeah,
that's always good.
Yeah,
you know, and it wouldn't be corn.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do the corn thing.
No, it
doesn't work.
No.
Although I can see Gary getting down on corn. Good talk.
Really?
Talk to Gary Whitta or Kevin Coelho, and I'm sure you're going to have a good conversation.
I don't... We're doing it now. I don't like corn.
Oh, great. Now, here we go. We give them a live opportunity, and we're flipping and we're flopping, okay?
I should never have come.
I'm freaking love this so much, man. You know, before we get into everything, I do have a question from Marco Hutchins.
Okay.
Who writes in and says, hey, guys, I'm a big fan of the IGN UK podcast as well as Kind of Funny Games Daily, so I'm thrilled to see Cardi make an appearance, as am I. Everybody. As one of IGN's lead reviewers, I thought it'd be fun to hear what Cardi and you think are going to be this year's 10 out of 10 games, ooh, movies, and shows as reviewed by IGN, as well as Cardi's most anticipated.
Whoa, that's a lot. No.
There is a lot there.
What do I
Let's
think?
Let's start with the 10.
Lead review? I don't know. I would never call myself for the 10s for games?
Yeah.
Games.
10s for games from IGN.
That could be it. I mean, I don't know any inside track here. At the moment from the bit I played, I could see Diablo 4 maybe getting that 10, if
ooh,
it keeps it up.
Okay.
That's one. In my heart, I'd love Starfield to be a 10. That's my most anticipated game. We'll see.
Seems a 10 seems lofty.
Yeah.
But also, seems like the goal.
Yeah. You can dream. But yeah, I think, yeah, if I had to put my money down on one thing at the moment, because we don't...
Tears of the Kingdom is the you know, it either is or it isn't.
Yeah. It could, I mean, Zelda haven't... Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
You motherfucker! Oh my God. Hey, we didn't pre-record this one, okay, Baron? Jesus Christ.
You never know. No, look, that's a solid bet, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, if you're going to put any money down on a game this year, Tears of the Kingdom is probably one.
Probably, because looking forward after that, it's like, I don't see Spider-Man 2 getting a 10. Like, I feel like that's very
Elden difficult. Ring DLC comes out, does that count as 10?
Maybe, yeah.
Don't know.
If it's big enough and gets its own
Football
review.
Football Manager 2024?
I lock
10
it in.
Every
that's
year.
That's a lock.
I can show you the ropes on that. If
yeah.
You, it's
Final Fantasy 16, you know,
it looks amazing. Yeah, it looks good. What else is there? We don't really... From what I've heard about Redfall, it looks very good. 10, maybe.
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm down to review any of these games, by the way. So I'm not, you know, I'm not preempted.
And then movies and TV shows. Mm. That's really difficult.
I mean, Succession.
Succession, I think, has the potential for a 10. Yeah. I actually just caught up last night for the first time. So I've never seen the show. And I've been watching it leading into the final season. I just saw the final episode of season 3 last night.
This is why I don't do live, you know. I don't even use a desk. I just lay in bed and work.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, no, Succession's incredible. I can see it. Mm-hmm. I can see it hitting that 10. I also think Severance. When the hell are we getting a release date for Severance season 2?
I don't know.
We better get a season. We better, man. And I think season 2 can get a 10 of that too.
Maybe. We talked about this on our podcast last week. Actually, it's very hard for a whole series of television to get a 10. I just reviewed The Last of Us for IGN.
Yeah.
Gave it a 9. I got a lot of questions. Why not a 10? I mean, it has to like be something special for a 10. Over the course of a whole season to keep that consistency, very hard. There's like very few seasons of television in my eye that are like 10 out of 10 good. Like a couple of seasons of The Wire, Band of Brothers, things like that. You know,
yeah.
It's hard.
It is.
Yeah, a movie or an individual show, bit easier. I don't know what movie.
Did you review Maverick?
No, I would have given it a 10.
Yeah, damn right you would.
Yeah, film of a lifetime.
Hell yeah, it really is.
What more do you want from an action?
What a motion picture.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm watching John Wick 4 today, so hopefully.
IGN gave it a 10. I didn't. I haven't seen it.
There we go. There we go. Well, you're going to check out our in-review next week for where we rank and all that. But, movies, I don't know. Movies are more tough.
From IGN, it's hard because, like, I love films. But, like, for me, like, I can't wait for Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon. Are IGN giving that a 10? I don't know. Am I reviewing it? Probably not.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If Mario nails it,
and it's looking like it's nailing it.
I think I might be seeing it soon.
Yeah.
You know? I can't wait for that.
I can't wait either. Ooh. I can't wait. But you know what else I can't wait for? The news stories today. And I'm being completely honest because we're starting with a banger, everybody. Let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have 7 stories today.
A baker's dozen.
So, story number 1. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is getting a new AAA game. This comes from Michael McWhorter at Polygon. A new, very different style of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game is currently in development, an adaptation of The Last Ronin, the 2020 graphic novel that told a grim, futuristic story about the turtles. Like the comic, The Last Ronin video game adaptation will be a darker, more mature take on the typically colorful Ninja Turtles, according to Doug Rosen, Senior Vice President for Games and Emerging Media at Paramount Global, the rights holders for Ninja Turtles. In an interview with Polygon last week, Rosen likened the upcoming third-person action role-playing game to Sony's recent God of War titles. Yes.
Brave.
Said it will be authentic to the story of the Last Ronin arc, which is set in a future where only one of the turtles has survived. While other TMNT games, like last year's Shredder's Revenge, are typically about playing as all four turtles, the Last Ronin will be a primarily single-character game. Though Rosen pointed that other characters could be playable in flashback sequences, similar to how the comic series plays out. The primary action said to center on the only surviving turtle. The identity of that lone remaining turtle was something of a mystery when the Last Ronin comic series was first announced. The arc story was built around a Ninja Turtle who wore a black mask and fought using all four turtles' signature weapons. Simon, I know you're telling me that you're not the biggest Turtles guy.
I feel like I was just in that pocket of time where I'm slightly too young. Just slightly too young.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a UK thing. People in the UK love Turtles.
Yeah.
And it's just...
The Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles over there.
Exactly. But it's not for me, but... They said the words God of War. I'm excited for any game that's trying to evoke God of War. So, you know, and I'm in.
Lofty. Lofty goals there, but I'll take it. I'll say yeah. I love the Turtles, and I love the Last Ronin story. Mm-hmm. They nailed it. It is, you know, what I just said. It's that typical, what if it was that kid's thing you loved was grimdark in the future, and, like, everything was
bad.
So is
there, like, no jokes? Is there no pizza?
It's... There, but that's the thing. There is. They nailed it. They nailed what they needed to do. This felt like the... And it was also written by the original creator. So this was like the reunion of the original two. And it's their first turtle storyline in decades together. And they just nailed it. It was like such a great story. So emotional. I cried multiple times reading through this thing. And it's also hype as hell. Imagining it translated to a God of War style game. Almost too good to be true. Like, yeah. There was a lot of rumors many years ago at this point that Rocksteady's game was going to be Turtles, and it was going to be, like, four players, like, bouncing between, or one player, but bouncing between the different characters, and I would have loved that. Mm-hmm. But this sounds even way more up my alley.
I'm so excited that you're excited. Like, and I will play it, because, like, any, like, game that's trying to do that, I'll give it a go. Even if I'm not a big Turtles guy, it's trying to tell a good story. Do you think they'll try and... Like, is that story set that could be one-to-one into a game? Can you see it already in your head?
Absolutely. And yeah, like, and I don't want to say too much about it. I fully spoiled this before on a different Games Daily back before we knew it was going to be a video game. So go find that episode if you want to hear that. But yeah, the story, I think, really easily serves itself to a video gameization of it all. And there's a ton of action. There's a ton of things that I'm like, oh, that would be super fun to play. I can already see mechanics in my head that, like, taking God of War type things and
I think it'd be like open world New York or more like God of War, like kind of like, you know, funneled a bit. Or
I think a little bit more God of War style funneling through. But yeah, this is really, really, really cool. They're saying it's a few years off from release.
I won't say who's making it either.
It's being developed by an unnamed studio. I do like that this is from Paramount though. Like, this isn't like some leak stuff. Like, this sounds like it's like official. Turtles have kind of been back in game form in a way that I'm really liking.
Yeah, everyone loved. Was it Shredder's Revenge?
Shredder's Revenge, absolutely incredible. Such a good, like, I don't even know how you want to refer to that type of game where it's like a retro sequel, but it's like a spiritual successor, but it's also just like a legit sequel to what used to be. And they crushed that. And then the Cowabunga Collection was all the old games, and they did a really good job putting them together and like showing reverence for what in actuality is a handful of decent games, maybe one or two highlights and some stinkers, but like they put it all together in a way that I think was very, very, very nice to see.
Nice.
Turtles get that type of love. And yeah, this just sounds like a really, really cool thing. I would love to see a Last Ronin movie. Like, I'm surprised we're getting a game because they've been doing a lot of those animated things, and there's been a lot of like Turtles DC crossovers and stuff. And I feel like that Last Ronin animated movie in the style of those Batman things would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that new Turtles film looks good as well. I'm not a Turtles fan, but I like the look of that. That animation got me in. Same with this. If it's a good game, I'll probably get... Maybe I'll become the world's biggest Turtle fan.
I love it.
Who knows?
That's how they're going to get you.
Yeah.
The Last Ronin.
It's about time.
Best way to start is that the end.
Last Ronin, the Keanu Reeves film, if I made that up? Am I mixing Ronin with The Last Samurai?
Yes.
And that's Tom
Cruise.
That's
who that is. There's
with Robert De Niro. Keanu Reeves has nothing to do with any of this. It's got John Wick on the mind. There we go. Turtles.
Oh, I love it. Story number two, GTA 5's former producers releasing his next game inside of another game. Build a Rocket Boy. Build a Rocket Boy. The studio held by former GTA boss Leslie Menzies has revealed the first information about its game Everywhere and its secret second AAA title. Everywhere, which will be released later this year on PC with console versions to follow, is billed as a new platform that offers a world of endless possibilities where you can be whomever you choose and forge your own path.
Just like life.
That is
just like life itself.
That sounds like
and this is what we've chosen to do.
Mythic Quest.
I didn't.
Okay, well, it's fantastic.
I promise at one point I will be able to talk about something you're bringing up.
Yeah, exactly. Hibiscus, maybe. You know, we'll see.
Yeah. Or ginger.
But yeah, in Mythic Quest, this sounds like the how they would pitch a game.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a new platform that offers a world of endless possibilities. We can do whatever the fuck you want. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to carry on reading, but I kind of, Matt Perslow and our UK team IGN went up to the studio to see this, so I've kind of been hearing about this for a week or so now. The game Mind's Eye itself, this is a confusing concept. Like, the game's Mind's Eye looks quite cool. It's like a action, like, kind of more like a GTA-like, but like linear levels, I think. But it's, you play that inside this game called Everywhere, which is effectively a more photorealistic Dreams crossed with PlayStation Home.
Oh my God.
It's very ambitious, but like, it's, like you said, it's everywhere. It's trying to do everything all at once. I'm stolen that from Matt. But is it going... I'm worried about it just only because, and I think we're going to get onto it a bit later, Fortnite just revealed they're kind of letting you make stuff with their game, and everyone's going to do it with that, I think, and they might sadly be left behind. It does look cool, but it's got that thing of like... So like Mind's Eye, this game, it's like a full AAA game inside this thing everywhere. You can take like any asset from that and build your own game with it, a bit like Dreams.
Gotcha.
It's so ambitious.
So I'm a little confused because is this different than the thing that we saw at Jeff Keighley's show that opened
is in Everywhere.
Gotcha.
So like you kind of walk around, as far as I know, you kind of walk around everywhere. There's different districts, like the entertainment districts, where you can just go and like, it's like a hub space, like PlayStation Home. You can walk around. You also just drive around. It's like almost like PlayStation Home crossed with GTA Online. It sounds like a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah.
I know. It could be incredible.
Yeah.
Getting into
more of the details, you got into some of this here, but Build a Rocket Boy described Mind's Eye as a high-octane AAA story-driven action-adventure game. It's a lot of words. Set in a world of futuristic corporations, conspiracy theories, and sinister new technologies. It'll be exclusively available within Everywhere as opposed to being released as a standalone product. Despite this, Build a Rocket Boy stresses that Mind's Eye and Everywhere are two distinct AAA products. It also notes that Everywhere will be in the hands of players this year, meaning it's not yet clear if Mind's Eye will be added to the game at a later date. The game consists of a central social hub called Utropia, along with a number of biomes located around it. Inside Utropia, players can access different districts, each providing different gameplay and creation options. Combat District lets players take part in third-person action stages. Racing District lets them take on races against other players. All right. Interesting. Build a Rocket Boy also confirmed to VGC that Everywhere will feature no NFT or blockchain components, telling us we're not interested in Web3 or crypto. I'm surprised with the amount of buzzwords we heard end the story with none of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because this sounds like a metaverse game.
So I think there were, like when this game was first revealed, there was like, I can't remember if it was like job listing or something that was like, it was like hinting towards some sort of like NFT or something. I don't know if there ever was a plan and they've got rid of it or they've. It was just badly like PR'd, but like it sounds ambitious, it sounds worthy, it sounds good. I just worried that, like we said, maybe Fortnite with their Unreal Engine stuff takes over. And I love Dreams, like I reviewed Dreams right in, like absolutely loved it, and I think it's an incredible thing. But can you say it's like a commercial success? Do people talk about Dreams?
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't know. I'm hopeful. He's got a good track record. I mean, he produced a lot of GTAs. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful, but...
And on top of that, like, with the GTA thing, like, of course, GTA being such a massive success for what it is just as a single-player franchise, but what GTA Online has done in terms of not just being a fun experience for players, being a varied experience for players, like, just like they're talking about here, of it's a shooting game, it's also a racing game, it's also a turn-based strategy game, it's also, like, everything
under the
sun.
It's also got another game inside it that... And maybe that game, it's going to be that weird thing. Like, I don't know how this works. It's everywhere free to play, and you pay to play Mind's Eye inside of it. I don't know how this is all... Like, there's so much we don't know. They're trying to do everything.
Yeah, everything, but, everywhere. That's
good
how
luck.
It goes.
Good luck, I say.
Story number three. Epic launches Unreal Editor.
I ruined it.
Fortnite. Yeah, the spoilers, man. This is, again, we can't do this live, all right? We have to rehearse. We have to practice. Story number three. Epic launches Unreal Editor for Fortnite. This comes from Tom Ivan at VGC. Epic has revealed new ways for Fortnite players to create content and earn money from doing so. If you are an audio listener, I would highly recommend you come over and check out the video of this because it looks unreal, for lack of a better term, everybody. During its State of Unreal conference at GDC, Epic announced the beta launch of Unreal Editor for Fortnite, which is abbreviated as UEFN, alongside what it's calling Creator Economy 2.0. UEFN is a new PC application for creating and publishing games and experiences directly into Fortnite. It works side-by-side with Fortnite's existing creative toolset, and teams of creators can work together across PC and console to develop and test islands in real time. It's released three tech demos to show what's possible using UEFN. Deserted, Domination, Forest Guardian, and The Space Inside can be found in Epic's Pix Discover Row in Fortnite. The game's newly launched creator economy centers around engagement payouts to eligible island publishers, including Epic, based on metrics including popularity and player retention. Epic said it will put 40% of the net revenue from Fortnite's item shop and related real money purchases into the engagement pool and make payouts monthly. 40% of Fortnite's item shop revenue.
That is, God knows how many million. Billion?
Probably at some point. It explained Epic builds and sells Fortnite cosmetics, often working with third-party IP owners to bring their work into Fortnite. Starting March 1st, Epic began reserving 40% of that revenue to distribute it based on the engagement created by eligible island publishers' creative work, both yours and Epic's. In this way, Epic will further reward creators for their creative work in Fortnite.
Everywhere are in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, everyone's having a little bit of a pickle there.
We're soon just going to be doing everything in Fortnite, aren't we? I'm going to be waking up in Fortnite. I'm going to be sipping hibiscus in Fortnite.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's happening. It's,
yeah. I don't know what to say, if you know what I mean. Like, it sounds very cool. I think it's cool for all, like, if you're, like, say you're an 11-year-old growing up on Fortnite, like, it must be good if you want to be a game dev and you've got this now to play with, like... I can't imagine being like 10 or 11 now, growing up with this.
Yeah.
I didn't have this. I had like an X-Men cartoon creator on PC on Windows 95.
RPG Maker.
Yeah.
Trying our best.
Exactly. Like, it sounds good. Like, I just want there's three things, tech dummies here. Deserted, Dominion, Forest Guardian, Space. Would you rather live in a desert, the forest, or space? This is a sort of
probably
insight
space.
I bring.
I'd probably
You want to live in space?
Well, I don't want to live in a forest, and I don't want to live in a desert.
Forest I want a city. Nice, like a little cabin.
Give me a city. Give me a little Tim City. Little kitty.
You want to live in everywhere. Utropia.
Oh, right. Fuck. I guess I don't want Utropia.
No?
I don't want to be Gabe Logan. I don't want to be in Utropia.
Okay. But yeah, 40%, like we said. That is a lot of money.
You know, like, there's a lot to break down here. And of course, with every pro, there's a con when you talk about business. Yeah. But I do think that we really got to kind of give Epic and Fortnite the props that they deserve for not only pushing the boundaries forward of what a video game can be, how games are created, how games are played, how social interactions can occur using video games, or even just using the technologies, like talking about the Unreal side of this. Looking at Fortnite from what it first released as to where it is now, from any perspective, whether we're talking about the visuals or the gameplay or the licensed IP or just like the its own narratives that it has going on and like the level of investment that people have to this stuff is just... unlike anything we've seen before.
I do wonder if there's this... Cause there was talks this when Dreams first came out. It's like people were creating like Mario games. And it was like Nintendo like, well, you can't do... Like, those kind of tamed down. Like, how's this work with Fortnite? Especially if there's like money involved, like revenue. It's like, are all these characters going to be available to you? Like,
no way.
How, like...
But I mean, it's like YouTube, right? Where it's like there's going to be more and more regulation over time. They're not always going to get it right. They're going to get it wrong a lot. But what they're talking about here, about this 40% of that revenue being distributed. Now... again, everything I was just saying about Fortnite, like they make money and they make money by putting out good product to people. Mm-hmm. And if they can then share that money with the people that are making even better product using their product, they're winning. We're winning. Everything works out there. When YouTube started YouTube Premium and then it was YouTube Red, now it's YouTube Premium, whatever it is. It is a alternate way to pay out creators. Yeah. And compared to the ads and the AdSense money you get, when people pay for YouTube Premium, that just goes, and it's all watch time based. If people watch us, and we just get a percentage of it. it is worth so much more than ads will ever be.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is because there is this like creator economy where it funds itself almost, where people are watching, which gets the views and the revenue people are paying because they want the content, and then you get more money from that. That's mm-hmm. what's happening here, but in an even more one-to-one direct way, where it's creating opportunities for people to, if they want, create a career mm-hmm. by themselves making Fortnite creation.
Yeah. It sounds very cool. Do you know what? I'm actually off this week on holiday, so I probably should have read about this before. But, you know, I only got the running order like 10 minutes before we started. So, yeah. You know, coming. And I had a late night. I'm making a lot of excuses right now. Do you know, have you ever had this before? I was in the shower this morning, mm-hmm. and I found a spot, a zit, mm-hmm. in my armpit. I've never mm-hmm. had one there before. How did that make
good.
It
work? Because
that's
it what
that's an awkward one. It's always going to rub, it really. It's like, I'm not just going to sit like this the whole time. But yeah. Like, what's that doing there?
I don't Tell know. Tell me. It's not good.
No.
You should get that checked out.
Well, it's just, it'll go away.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it does.
I hope it
anyway,
does.
Anyway,
you need help with that. I know some people.
Epic looks good. Fortnite yeah. looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy. I'm happy you got to be here. I got to hug you today.
Yeah.
It was great. You brought nice. some cookies, some chocolate.
No, the Cadbury's Heroes. For all, everyone who knows some Cadbury's Heroes, we've got a little, I can show you the best ones.
Uh huh.
Have you ever had a crunchy before?
No.
You're about to.
A crunchy?
It's a honeycomb covered in chocolate.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you a fan of like caramel stuff? Like
I like caramel, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna like this.
I'm Ooh. Excited, man.
Do you know what? I'm excited about the next story because it's something close to my heart. But I'll let you get into it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to wait just a little bit longer because
no.
I need to tell you a word from our sponsors. And we're back with story number 4. Sorry to keep you waiting.
I've been waiting to talk about this for what. Well, I got this 10 minutes before the show, so since then.
Since then, LEGO 2K Drive has been officially Woo! Revealed. This comes from Ryan Dinsdale at IGN. 2K and LEGO Group have announced LEGO 2K Drive, a AAA driving adventure game that launches on May 19th, 2023. I'm pretty sure we talked about this yesterday, but we're going to talk about it more.
It might have been leaked
today.
By a website. I don't know which one.
There was a. I know we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And then I think we talked about it yesterday being more official. But now it's like officially.
Yeah.
Coming to PS4 and 5, Xbox One, and all the series, Nintendo Switch, and PC via Steam and the Epic Game Store. So literally everywhere. LEGO 2K Drive is an open world game with single and multiplayer titles that lets players build any vehicle they like, whether it be street racers, off roaders, or boats. WWE 2K and NBA 2K developer Visual Concepts is creating the game, which promises to deliver a wide open world with different biomes, races, mini games, challenges, collectibles, things to destroy, and a story to tie it all together.
Fuck me.
Yeah. They got you. What's this bringing you
back? I didn't know
it's
coming out in May.
Yeah?
Lego, do you know what it's bringing? It's bringing me a lovely little memories of Lego Racer.
Mm-hmm.
Lego
mm-hmm.
Racer 2. Do you ever play Lego Island with the Bricksters and the Bricksters Revenge?
Oh, Bricksters Pepperoni. Revenge, dude. Yeah. So here's the thing. I didn't have a computer in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
I was one of the broke kids. Didn't have the ability to do that. But Kevin Coelho had a computer.
Okay.
And I got the demo disc, mm-hmm. PC disc, whatever the fuck. Four. Was it a disc or was it a fucking 3.85 floppy?
I think it was a disc. I had a disc.
Whatever it was. Lego Island.
Yeah.
And it was just a demo of it, and I played that thing so freaking often.
I looked a YouTube video of that like recently, and I was like, I thought that island was huge. No.
Oh, no.
No, it's about two streets.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, though. That felt like, it felt like one of the first open worlds.
There we go. Look at that. Incredible.
look
Lego
the
Itinerary was much more expansive. They actually got into the, I love this, long playthrough, 1 hour 46. Mm-hmm. I thought it lasted forever. But this is more like Lego Racers, and I just love that game. Like, just building cars out of Lego. What more do you want? And this one has boats.
There you go. It's like Mario Kart 9.
It's like,
or 8.
They're like 7. Roads with water.
Yeah.
Rivers.
Boats are the cars of water.
It's
you know
incredible.
What I mean?
This comes out in May. Are we talking about 10 out of 10 games? I think we found one.
Here we go, dude. Lego 2K Drive. Horrible name for this video game.
Yeah, it's not good.
But yeah, no, the Lego Racers was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But Lego games are great. Just period. And I like that they're having a little bit more fun. It's weird that they're doing this collab with 2K. Like, everything about this name is kind of weird, right? Because 2K hasn't had a Drive franchise before. So it's not like they're just doing, it's the Lego form of that. But, like, also, it just makes sense. You hear it, you see this, you're like, all right, I can get what this is, and it looks fun.
Mm-hmm. They've kind of, like, it's Drive, but you don't drive a boat, do you? You sail a boat.
This is some real good shit
to think
about.
What kind of boat. I feel like if it's a motor-powered boat, you're technically driving.
Don't you pilot it? Am I? I don't know.
Maybe that's like a
captured it.
Sail?
Sail? No.
Sail is a sailboat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw the line there, but maybe pilot is.
I'm gonna draw the line.
Yeah, they're
people were sailing the Titanic.
Drawn, okay? But I think maybe that's like a, you know, depending on where you grow up, like maybe that's a UK thing to pilot a boat.
I mean, I haven't done it. Do you know, I'm looking to buy. I'm finally trying to buy somewhere in London, which is an expensive proposition.
Uh-huh.
I looked at a houseboat on the River
Thames. Yeah, you did.
I was like,
I've heard a lot of bad things about houseboats.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I did some research, and then it was like a lot of money. The mooring costs. Alone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that because that's really boring. Uh-huh. But yeah.
I like the idea of you though living on a boat.
That's the thing of like, I think I'd like it for a week and then realize I've made a really bad choice.
I feel like you like internet too much, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You need that connection.
And I don't, you know, I don't really like the sea, so that's probably another.
Okay, so you know what? Maybe not.
Yeah,
again,
it was a nice idea.
Flip to the flop.
it was cheap. And it's not even that cheap. But yeah, the Lego game, we have a preview up on IGN. I think Ryan McCaffrey did it. And the one thing they don't do, where I thought they would do, is like every other game we've talked about so far is about sharing your stuff. You can create cards. You can't share them with anyone. You should create them. It's all like offline.
Mm.
It'd be nice if I created a nice little boat and went, hey, Tim, want to
pilot my boat? Yeah. You're damn right I do.
Yeah. Well, what card? Like, are you the kind of person who just makes something ridiculous, or do you make something like sleek?
I'm happy you asked. You know, I was waiting for someone to do that. I weirdly, when I play Mario Kart, I go standard across the board.
Okay,
I pick my Koopa Troopa because I love the way he looks. I love his little sounds, and I just go straight across the board. Normal wheels, normal.
I just
go for
Mercedes Benz because it's funny.
I get that too. I get that too. But yeah, I just go standard across the board there. I like to spend a lot of time with character creators and like with car creators, like Need for Speed Underground, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Once. I like to set my shit in the beginning and then never touch it again.
Okay.
Because I don't like when I get into menus and there's like just too many options, get overwhelmed. Can't deal with it. Can't handle it. So I'm just like, whatever the dopest, like blue, white and black situation I can get going.
Blue, white,
on.
Black. Okay.
That's what I'm
going
to go for.
Nice. I'm just excited it has a story. I was expecting this to be like just races. That's what Lego Racer always was. I think. Did the second one have more of an open world? I can't remember. But like, I'm just excited by that. I hope it's good. Like,
yeah.
I just really want to play it now, to be honest.
I mean, I just love fun racing games. I love that we've gotten so many of them recently. Like the Hot Wheels game last year.
Yeah.
2 years ago, whatever it was. Was such a fun time.
Hot Wheels, that was my favorite games of the year. And like, we've had good, like the... Is it Forza Horizon 4 had the Lego stuff? Did 5 have some Lego stuff as well? I know there was some Lego stuff in the one in Britain, but if it kind of just follows what they're trying to do, like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching Lego Racers.
Lego Racers 2, right?
Oh, I think so. It looks too good to be one. Yeah. I don't know if I haven't properly watched the trailer. I just got excited by the headline. Like, I don't know. Is there like Mario Kart style like power-ups, kind of like throw things at people, or is it straight up, is this pure racing
it looked pure racing. It didn't look like there was that stuff, but it did look like there was a lot of destruction.
Why don't we have like Burnout style takedowns where like bricks fly off in slow motion?
These are good questions.
Why don't we just
man.
Got Burnout?
Just do Burnout. Like, I don't know, what are we doing here?
But yeah, I'm excited to make some cars, boats, and never share them with you.
Yeah, dang. Story number 5, Elden Ring wins Game of the Year at the 23rd Annual Game Developer Choice Awards. This comes from Luke Riley at IGN. Elden Ring has won yet another Game of the Year award at the 23rd Annual GDC Awards. The award ceremony took place at the GDC conference, running through this week at San Francisco's Moscone Center. As a peer-based event, the Game Developer Choice Awards are voted for by developers themselves. From Software's hugely successful fantasy blockbuster also picked up the awards for Best Visual Art and Best Design. Sony Santa Monica Studios' God of War Ragnarok also enjoyed a successful evening with its own trifecta of trophies. God of War Ragnarok was awarded Best Audio, Best Technology, and the Audience Award. This year's Game Developer Choice Awards also recognized industry legend John Romero with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Stray won Best Debut. Pentiment won Best Narrative. Citizen Sleeper, Social Impact Award. Immortality Innovation Award. Hell yeah. Elden Ring, Best Design, like I was saying. Pioneer Award went to Mabel Addis, and then Lifetime Achievement to John Romero.
There. It's a good mix. Everyone's getting a bit of everything, I feel. Like, I've never heard of Elden. What is Elden Ring?
Elden Ring, it's this fucking nerd game for nerd people like Andy Cortez.
Really?
Blessing Eddie Jr.
I actually played it. It's the first FromSoft game.
It would be for
it's
you,
very
you
good.
Fucking nerd.
It's very good. I mean, it's that is a 10 out of 10 game.
Game of the year's left and right, man. Yeah. Like,
I mean, God of War Ragnarok. It's my game of the year.
Yeah, like, me too. Yeah. Me too. But I love the balance. I love the balance we're getting out here.
But can I build a Lego car in Elden Ring? No, I can't.
Can you pilot the boat?
No.
Those are the real questions.
Exactly. Can I, sail down the rivers
of
death?
War?
Yeah.
Does Elden Ring have a boat?
No.
I don't know.
No, doesn't. I was at the awards last night.
How were they?
I was in the room. It was
fun.
Wow. It was
the room where it happens.
Yeah. I had a beer. I watched some people do some lovely speeches. You know what the best bit for me was? The music they had. The people walking up a stage, it was absolutely banging.
Really?
I was the only person. I was doing that. No one was joining me. I was like an idiot.
Yeah.
It's like John Romero. Yeah. That was nice to see.
Explain the music.
It was just some absolutely pumping jams. You know what I mean?
Describe the music. It was some absolutely pumping jams.
There we go. What more do you need? Big beats, a lot of bass,
big
funky. Imagine the Seinfeld bass line, but to some, like, I don't know, just real, like, you know,
EDM?
Like, yeah, like really drilling into your brain EDM. But then imagine, like, yeah, John Romero walking up to that and going, I made doom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the night.
And Simon like this in the corner.
And do you know what? It was pumping. The room was pumping. Well, I was pumping. No one else was.
Yes.
But yeah, I had a lovely time. It was nice. And yeah, I don't, you know. Who am I to disagree with the awards anyway? These developers chose it. They probably know better than me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's quite a good mix. I don't know about you. Are you angry? You sound quite angry about this, actually. Furious.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, you look angry.
You know what? You're right.
What's
I'm
wrong?
Fucking
What's
angry.
Wrong?
I'm really upset. No, I love this. I think that it's really cool that we had a year that had two legit, like, Game of the Year Titan contenders.
Absolutely.
And to see them go back and forth and to see how much Elden Ring has actually won. And how much the conversation around Elden Ring hasn't soured, I think, is something that surprises me, because a lot of games kind of have that like, yo, this is it, we did it, let's rock for our thing.
Yeah.
And then like a year later, everyone's just like, well, actually, it's not that good.
But like that's happened with Ragnarok already. People are a little
exactly.
bit like, and I get that. I absolutely adore that game. Some people don't.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's fine. Do your fucking thing, everybody.
Yeah.
Or don't. You know what I mean? Get some goddamn taste. Pump up the jams to the
absolutely pumping jams.
Absolutely pumping jams.
I don't think I've ever said those words in my life.
especially not all of them in one sentence.
Exactly. Oh, it was a good night. And God of War's good. It kind of, like you said, like two absolute, for most awards, you know, it was between those two, wasn't it? And it reminded me, I'm sure you'd agree with me, it reminded me of like the early 2000s Premier League title races between like Arsenal and Man United. You know those well.
Of course. Yes.
Very, very bitter. Yes. Lots of fights on the pitch.
Ted Lasso managed for?
Neither of those.
Oh,
neither of those. I'm sorry. But
what about Roy Keane? Did he play for either of those teams?
Well, he's based on Roy Keane, who did play for Man United during that time.
More
so,
you know.
So there you go. But I've managed to talk about football on kind of Funny Games Daily. I can die now, can't I?
Yeah. That's how it goes.
You want to talk about Pop Punk too, and just like
let's do it.
Circle.
Let's
I did wear
it.
My Wonder Years shirt today for you.
I saw the jacket. I was going to mention it later, but. Those are some pumping
jams. You fucking
jams.
Ruined it for him, Barrett. He was going to mention it later, and you spoiled that for him.
I'm sorry.
You didn't.
Again, like, we should have just pre-recorded this episode.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this is embarrassing for everybody involved.
I shouldn't have said pumping jams.
You can't take it back. Like, we could edit it out, but everybody saw you live do
that,
man.
I'm going to clip that out. I mean, you know, and bury it.
Story number six. Atari's acquiring System Shock developer Night Dive Studios.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
This comes from George Yang at IGN. Atari's entered an agreement to acquire Night Dive Studios. This agreement would support Atari's retro-focused growth strategy and provide access to Night Dive's IP, which includes System Shock, as well as utilize the studio's proprietary Kex engine and publishing capabilities. Chairman and CEO of Atari, Wade Rawson, said in his statement, Night Dive's proven expertise and successful track record in commercializing retro IP are well aligned with Atari's strategy, and I'm confident that their combined talent, technology, and IP portfolio will contribute to Atari's future success. Night Dive Studios is currently working on a remake of System Shock, which was delayed from its original release in March to May 30th on PC. You play System Shock?
Do you know what? It's a shame of mine. I've never, but I'm looking forward to the remake.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely play the remake because BioShock is, you know, there's a lot of people.
Can you
a lot of people's favorite.
Talk to me about System Shock a bit, because it's something I've read about a lot.
Showdown. That's the one. I don't know too much.
What you just said Showdown very confidently. What was that supposed to be? The villain. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I said that.
I love that I don't know anything about it, so you just looked at me and said Showdown.
Look, I'm not piloting the show.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. This was put here. I didn't make this. Why are we talking about things I don't know about? Why don't we talk about the Premier League?
Bumping
jabs.
Fuck story number six. We gotta talk about the fucking Premier League, okay?
I don't want to talk about for a moment. Spurs, Sam going for a tough time. Fourth, it's not bad, is it? But the manager's absolutely lost the plot. He won't be acquiring any studios.
Yeah.
Some would say we've had a bit of a system shock recently because he did a press conference and basically...
He still has it, everybody!
it's just... and sometimes, yeah, it's a pit of despair. It just makes you want to take a big old night dive.
Whoa.
I don't know what that means.
It's going.
That's probably an innuendo. I don't know.
Do you know what System Shock is, though? Like, what type of game is it?
It's like a precursor to BioShock. Like,
is it the same thing? Like, Marathon's a precursor to Halo. Is it like that type of thing?
Yeah, kind of. We're talking to the wrong person. I haven't played it, Tim.
He's making so many good points. I'm such an asshole. I'm such a bad.
I'm gonna play it. Look, it's one of those that I've always had, you know, on my list. It's on my backlog, but now it becomes because it's getting remastered. I'm like,
front of the log.
Exactly, front of the log. I don't know. It's a long log.
It is a long log.
I've heard
you have a long log, Simon. Story number seven, everybody. We're having a good time here today on Kind of Funny Games Daily. The Lords of the Fallen, sequel to Lords of the Fallen, has been renamed to Lords of the Fallen.
I love that.
This comes from Ryan Dinsdale at IGN. So let me say that again for you in case you missed it. The Lords of the Fallen, which is the sequel to a game called Lords of the Fallen, has now been renamed Lords of the Fallen.
So the sequel is the same name as... Yeah.
Lords of the Fallen, long-awaited sequel to 2014 Souls-like Lords of the Fallen, has now been renamed Lords of the Fallen.
Do you want
to
say it again?
As reported by PC Gamer, the name change was subtly baked into a technical showcase released on March 22nd. This means the sequel now shares the exact same name with the original game, despite only being released... despite only being released around a decade apart, The Lords of the Fallen sequel is re-revealed at Gamescom 2022 after years of troubled development spread across several different studios. It's back on track, however, and a first look at its gameplay was released in December last year.
Can I surprise you?
Yes.
I've not played Lords of the Fallen.
Wow!
No, but I do think the new one looks cool. You know, people do this like God of War. They called it God of War, mm-hmm. but
there was
a lot of games.
The Fast and the Furious.
Exactly. There was a lot of games in between, though, if you know what I mean. It's not just like calling the direct sequel a decade later, you know. Is that right? I don't know. It's a bit weird.
Prey did it.
Yeah,
that worked for everybody.
I don't know why
Prey was more of like a reimagining of what, because like the original Prey and then Prey that we got a few years back, very, very different games.
Yeah, I don't know, like, if they explained why?
No, they didn't.
No.
This is one of those things where we're literally talking about a "the" being dropped.
Mm-hmm.
They could re-add it at any moment. Because it was very subtly added, they said.
What about Two Lords, Two Fallen?
We'll get there. Tokyo Drift coming soon.
Lords of the Fallen, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
I'd play it.
But Lords of the Fallen, I feel like Souls-like games crushing right now. We have Lives of
People like them
coming as well.
Yep.
So like Souls-likes that aren't from software.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to keep getting more and more.
Nice little character creator, lovely little triangle here for body shape. I'm liking that.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like do you have Derelict triangles here? You don't know what that is, do you?
What the fuck did you just say?
It's something you'd have in a lunchbox as a kid. It's just like a triangle of soft cheese. You'd maybe like spread onto a cracker or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or you'd just eat. Do you have baby bells?
Baby bells.
Yeah. Oh, like hard.
Yes.
Like hard.
Like the red.
It's like an equivalent of that. You can have it. I don't know why. It was just a triangle. I don't know why I made that.
Triangles.
It could have been anything. It could have been, I don't know, a bit of Toblerone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Toblerone's a
triangle. What's your favorite, like, triangle-shaped thing?
The Triforce comes to mind.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, I went to cheese.
Yeah.
I like
you gotta
that.
Stay here. I'm not letting you go home.
We're keeping you.
Oh, no.
Do you guys have Lunchables over there?
Derelict Lunchables. We call them Derelict Lunchables. Maybe it's a different brand. Yeah, we have Lunchables, but they weren't good when I was a kid. I don't know if they made them better. Kind of like is it like little, basically like little crackers with like either like meat or cheese you can put on them?
Yeah.
They were all the rage when I was a kid, yeah. But I was never big into them. Mm. Do you have pepperami?
Pepperami?
Basically just like a stick of like pepperoni, you can put in a lunchbox.
Oh,
just
what like the lunchbox. Fuck? Dairy Lee's like the brand.
Yeah, there we go. They're a good source of calcium.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but they're round, I like triangles.
Yeah. What's the difference between a circle and a triangle?
One has 3 points.
Yeah.
All three angles of a triangle always add up to 180. I remember that from school.
Yes.
I know my hypotenuse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. What else are we talking about?
Slim Jims, the chat saying. That's what we call the pepperoni sticks.
Oh, I think pepperami's cooler, though.
Pepperami? Yeah. Sounds like an off-brand pepperoni.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought about
Step into a Slim Jim.
Lunchbox extreme. Snacks. I feel like we're doing a different show now. But
yeah, it's kind of Funny Games Daily.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that looks like, I don't know. It looks like something you'd start a barbecue with.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like food. That looks like a box of matches.
Would you believe me if I told you that Nick Scarpino, I've seen him multiple times, get into like moods where he's just way too into beef jerky?
I could see that in like, his eyes.
It's been a while, but it is in his eyes. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
But back when we worked at IGN, I swear there was like once a year where I don't know what would tee it off,
mm-hmm.
but Nick would just for like a week only eat an insane amount of beef jerky.
Okay.
And I would always get a little concerned about him, but I'm 10 years younger than Nick, and I looked up to him as a role model, which says a lot about where I'm at in my life right now. You know, a lot of mistakes
are we talking
made.
Biltong? Do you know what biltong is?
The fuck is a biltong?
It's like South African beef jerky, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't really eat jerky.
Yeah? You
know? I'm not trying to survive
so
in the wilderness.
What do you do?
What do I do? What do I eat? Or
yeah,
what do I
just
do?
In life. You don't play any of the games we talked about.
I
you don't fucking watch movies. You're not sure about hibiscus. Yeah?
Yeah, what's my signature dish is what I thought you just basically just asked me.
Yeah, what is your signature dish?
I can cook a lovely chicken and chorizo risotto, actually, or risotto.
Ooh, risotto is what we call it, yeah.
That would be quite nice, yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to do that for you today, but maybe next time I'm here, yeah. We probably should have talked about Atari more, shouldn't we?
You want to go back to the Atari story?
No. Well, got any other favorite shapes?
Favorite shapes? No, you know, honestly... shout out to the parallelogram. Just like,
oh, it's a lovely word.
Lovely word.
Rhombus.
Rhombus is pretty good, powerful. But I've always been a triangle fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play the triangle as a kid?
I did not. I played the trumpet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's far more. Starts with the same two letters, though. So, you know, they're kind of.
We're halfway there.
I'm just so good at wordplay. You know what I mean? I see letters and I see letters where other people see words.
Yeah. Can I tell you a story that's just between me and you because we're definitely not live.
Oh, yeah.
Could ever
know
that we
yeah,
said
it's
this.
All pre-recorded.
It's all we'll edit this part out.
Absolutely.
This is just between me and you.
This
is a triangle story that I swear to God is real. This is the Tim Gettys triangle story.
Here we go.
When I was in, I'll say ninth grade. Okay. All right. Me and my best friend were, you know, in the ninth grade and getting introduced to sexual things for the first time.
Triangles.
All right. And, you know, things are really exciting.
Yeah.
Always, but especially when you're young.
Especially triangles. Yeah.
And I'll never forget when my best friend was talking to me about having sex for the first time, with the first person, not the first time, just like over time, saying like how he slows himself down from the experience being over with without getting too graphic. All right. And so he came up with a strategy, think of the triangles.
What?
And I was
what
like,
triangle?
What the fuck are you talking about? He's like, well, if we're thinking about geometry class while that's happening, it's going to distract us. And if I told you that here I am, decades later,
thinking about
and I still think about triangles.
There we go. Wow.
You know?
I'm glad I brought this out of you.
You learned something about me today.
There we go.
Now we can get back to the show. Cool, Greg, when you're editing this, put... start right here. Thank you.
Definitely thank you. Put down that time code for him.
I appreciate that, Barrett.
I don't know what to say, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of time. So much time to figure out what to say. But if I want to know what's coming to Mom and Grab shops today, where would I look?
Let me scroll down, because I think it could be. the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a pumping jam.
The fucking callbacks in this stupid ass episode of Kinda Funny Games Daily. Out today, we have Outsolier Ryza 3, Alchemist of the End and the Secret Key. On everything, except for Xbox. Storyteller on Switch and PC. Ogu in the Secret Forest coming to early access on PC. Mr. Saito on PC and Switch. And Not for Broadcast on PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and Meta Quest. Some new dates for you. Tower Fantasy Update 2.4 Under the Grand Sea launches on March 30th. Planet Zoo Tropical Pack launches
finally
April 4th. Yeah, I know. We've been waiting for that one. Apex Legends Sun Squad Collection events going down March 28th through April 11th. Sonic Origins Plus is coming June 23rd and includes 12 Sonic Game Gear titles, playable Amy Rose, extra challenges, and more. I didn't know that that was happening.
The things you learn Sonic when you spend time with me.
Yeah, I know. Bring me some good old Sonic. What are your thoughts on triangles?
Are we doing that already? Do we have time to fill? I don't know.
Do we have time to fill? Kevin, you meet this fucking kid. He's the best.
He can't hear you.
I think you better shape up.
Yeah?
Hey!
I
had a
joke.
Long night.
Triangle joke for everybody out there. Deal of the day, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game, original video game soundtrack, Vital.
Ooh.
Is on $26.67 on Amazon. Hold on. Let's take that from the top one more time.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game, original video game soundtrack.
Vinyl.
The vinyl, baby.
Do you know what I've heard?
Mm.
Pumping jams all the way through that.
All the way through.
Genuinely.
The Gooch got it, dude. Yeah, legit.
Genuinely.
This is a banger soundtrack, yeah. So definitely check that out.
If they need like a quote on the vinyl, you got it just there.
Pumping jams.
Yep.
Let's see what else we got. Now it's time for a thing I like to call You're Wrong. We can go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong to correct us as we get things wrong.
Oh, God.
You think we'd get a lot this wrong week, today?
I mean, you said some wrong things about triangles there. I mean, I didn't need to know that, but do you know what? I'm glad. Do you know what? Maybe I'll try it out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Public service announcement.
Yeah.
Exactly. That you guys won't know because it'll be edited out. But if you happen to be watching live, you might have seen it. Dalton F says the Keanu Samurai movie is 47 Ronin.
There we go. I knew there was something in my brain.
So like, Tom Cruise last swirling Samurai. Around
47 Ronin, Keanu. The last Ronin,
Ninja Turtles.
What was the one that Matt Damon was in?
Is that The Wall? The Great Wall?
The Martian?
You think about the... I think that was just The Wall, wasn't it?
The Wall, okay.
Dogma?
The Bourne Supremacy?
Bourne Legacy?
Downsizing?
A lot of people wrote in about 47 Ronin.
Yeah. Is that the only time... That can't be the only time we were wrong. Someone must have got angry about System Shock.
Kebab says, Ryan's IGN article confirmed that vehicle design sharing will be added after
launch. Oh, will
launch.
It? I thought it said the complete opposite. But that's what happens when you read something at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get to design your boat now.
Yeah.
Send to me, and I'll pilot it.
There we go. I'm so happy that you're going to pilot my boat.
Yeah.
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 My long log.
The end of the long log.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. There's going to be a lot of things that we're going to regret one day. Nothing from this episode.
Hashtag no regrets.
No regrets. No ragrets.
Is that it? We must have been wrong more.
Yeah. Charles Jacobson writes in, this isn't this is just editorial, but it's cool. Elden Ring patch V1.09 is out today. Includes ray tracing for PS5, Series X, and PC, along with various balancing and bug fixes.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool.
Shiny. What was your go-to, like, lunchbox snack?
Lunchbox snack. I mean, Lunchables was always like, whoa, we get Lunchables? Woo! Wild, crazy.
Yeah.
Free Sun was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I've always been kind of a ham enthusiast.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
I've been talking a lot to Lucy James the last few days. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends, been hanging out. She's sick of me talking about, because I spent a lovely evening with someone a few days ago. It might have been a first date with someone.
Whoa!
And we shared a ham and egg sandwich.
Shared the sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a nice. It wasn't. We didn't just go like into a supermarket and buy a sandwich, but yeah. I hope they're not watching.
You made it yourself?
No, bought it and it was like a nice artisan like sandwich shop.
Okay.
Nice. It was really nice.
Yeah. You're gonna go on a second date?
Then I had to go to. I hope so, but I'm in the UK at the moment. So I can't really do that.
No, in the right now in this moment you're in the US.
Yeah. Who knows where I am? I'm a hologram. He hasn't touched me. I'm just a hologram.
Oh, I did hug you. I hugged you earlier. I know that you're real. I mean, I'm a big sandwich meat guy. Like, I'm not a big sandwich guy.
Okay.
But I am a big sandwich just like meat. I'll just take the meat and roll it up. It's like a fruit roll up, but it's meat.
Yeah. And just think of the triangle.
And then you just think of them triangles. Simon, this has been
an event.
An event.
Yeah.
An onerous event for everybody. I hope that you guys all had a fantastic time today.
I did.
I definitely did, too.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Yeah, good. Yeah, upon further review, he's feeling good about it all. Let us know in the comments below how you're feeling about this.
Mm-hmm.
But, Simon, where can people find you if they wanted more of this brand of this?
This nonsense.
Uh-huh.
I'm on Twitter at Cardi. Oh, there it is. It's like Carly Simon, but with a D.
Okay.
Nobody does it better. A bit of a Bond song there.
Uh-huh.
There we go. People probably noticed Alexis on Fire banner there. Maybe the best band that ever existed, but there you go. You can also find me on IGN doing all sorts. The IGN UK podcast we do weekly comes out every Friday. I host that 9 times out of 10.
Uh-huh.
If I'm around. So yeah, if you,
you
we
pilot
talk,
it.
I do pilot that one, and we talk about food all the time. We've got an ongoing debate. I don't know if we've got time for this. We've got 30 seconds.
No, an ongoing debate
about what is the best donut shape. And we have a thing in the UK, which I discovered you don't really have here. It's called Yum Yums.
Yum Yums.
They're basically a rectangular donut. But they're very nice. They're just like glazed. Just like a nice rectangular glazed donut. They're kind of a little bit layered. I just really like a Yum Yum, Tim.
We have...
Tim, I'll pull it up in a second here. It looks like a fritter.
Almost. Oh, okay. Interesting. Because like we have maple bars. Oh,
that's
is that
kind
what,
of,
that sort
kind
of, is?
Of, kind of, yeah. Okay. They're normally twisted, though. That's an interesting twist. So
yeah, we have maple bars that aren't twisted, but they pump the inside with like
they pump
a
up
hot
the jam
filling.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, pumping jams. Yeah,
gotta get them pumping.
I like if we're talking about filled donuts, I love like a custard one.
Yeah,
I love the custard.
Yeah.
You knew that, though.
Of course, I knew that about you.
And you know what?
I'm a fritter guy.
You like a fritter?
I do.
Those, yeah, they do. They do look a lot like Yum Yums. Actually, maybe that's what
the equivalent. No, these are still Yum Yums.
Oh, those are okay. Well, there we go. That's why they look like Yum Yums. I like whenever I'm in Canada, I like a Timbit, and not just because your name's in it. There we go.
A little bit of Tim makes everything.
Exactly.
I don't want to say better.
Just donuts are good, aren't they?
Slightly warmer.
Should we go get a donut?
And you know what? They had donuts here yesterday.
Why wasn't I here?
But Simon's here today. We got to get some damn donuts.
We're gonna have some Cadbury's Heroes though. You can have a crunchy. We're going to try a crunch.
We're going to crunch it up, everybody. We got to go. Thank you all for hanging out with us right here. We have a fun stream coming up after this. I don't know what they're doing. What
Resident
are they doing?
Evil 4.
Resident Evil 4. With
that's
Blessing
a good game. I've played that one.
Yeah? Yeah?
Not the remake, the old one.
Would you give it a 10?
I haven't played the remake. I'd give the original back in, back then I would, yeah.
Yeah.
The best games I've ever made.
Yeah.
Chainsaws. I like those. I like little Salazar. He's lovely.
He is a lovely, lovely gent. You know who else is? You, Simon.
Oh, thank
I love
you.
This was so much fun.
Thank you.
We're going to hang out more. You guys are going to be able to see those parts live here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Congrats on your first live show.
Oh, it went so well.
You didn't totally fuck it up.
No, I did all right.
I love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.